Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The city of Weymouth is mourning the shooting death of police officer Michael Chesna and resident Vera Adams. Chesna was wrapping up his shift Sunday morning when he arrived at the scene of a single car crash. The alleged driver of that car, 20-year-old Emmanuel Manny Lopes, was throwing rocks at a house, and when Chesna asked him to stop, Lopes allegedly struck him in the head with a rock. He then allegedly stole Chesna's gun and shot the officer. Law enforcement officials also say a stray bullet from the gun went through a glass door at the home of 77-year-old Vera Adams and killed her. With us now, joining us now with more is Mike Bellow, deputy city editor for the Boston Globe. Mike, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good to be here.
So give us an update on what's happened since yesterday. I mean, what more do we know?
Well, we're looking, Boston Globe reporters are looking into the history of Mr. Lopes, who was shot and wounded after he had allegedly killed these two individuals. Details of Lopes' personal history are emerging. There's an account we have online from a childhood friend about a suicide attempt by Lopes when he was a sophomore at Weymouth High School. We talked to a close friend of Lopes, Nick Donovan, who says that Lopes was in the waiting room of the guidance counselor's office when he grabbed a pair of dull scissors, repeatedly stabbed himself in the neck, said that apparently Lopes had lived at his house last year after arguments at home, says that Lopes was involuntarily committed due to substance and alcohol abuse, was a patient at in treatment center last December. He'd been charged with two crimes last year, one allegedly selling cocaine to an underage person, and also it was charged with throwing a rock through the window of a house on Lee Street after residents had ordered him to leave. That was also last year, was apparently set free in $500 bail, and had another court date coming up, I think, in July, around the summer.
Mm. Now, Weymouth police officer Michael Chesna dead as a result of all this. We have some tape here from Larry Cavanaugh. He's a Weymouth resident who's had family who's worked for Weymouth police. Let's hear this.
You know, they protect us every day, and to hear that, you know, some jerk decides he's gonna kill somebody with a rock and then take his gun and shoot him, basically execution style. It's not a good thing, you know. And I don't know what else to say.
And Mike, what more do Weymouth police have to say about how Chesna died?
Well, prosecutors, everyone's gathering evidence. There was an arraignment that was supposed to take place today for Mr. Lopes. It was canceled because of his medical condition. Could take place tomorrow either in South Shore Hospital or at Quincy District Court. The details of what happened are still emerging. You know, there was some kind of car pursuit. There was a crash, a report of an erratic driver, and then the officer Chesna, apparently chased a foot chase involving the suspect Lopes, saw Lopes allegedly throwing rocks at a house. He was about to basically pull his gun, according to police reports, and Lopes came at him with a large rock. There was a struggle, The officer got hit in the head with this large rock. Some say that he was knocked unconscious, and then Lopes allegedly grabbed the gun and fired shots four times into the officer who was on the ground, hitting him in the head and torso, killing him. Yeah. And then there was an officer gets in on the scene, and as he's arriving, he sees the suspect hovering over the officer, immediately fires through his windshield, hitting the man at least once, possibly twice in the leg. He continues to move toward a house where some more shots are fired, and that hits Vera Adams, allegedly, who was sitting in a sunroom in her home. Then officers managed to get the gun from him and take him into custody. But right now we're still piecing together, you know, what people saw and just this tragic thing which has left a Weymouth neighborhood and the town in shock and mourning.
Yeah, well, we actually have some tape here from Maureen Carson. She actually lives across the street from Vera Adams, the woman who was also killed in this terrible incident. Maureen Carson spoke to WBR earlier today, so let's listen.
I left a few minutes before it happened. I texted my friend at 7:25, I'm on my way. And so I pulled out of my driveway at 7:25. And I understand it happened 5 or 10 minutes later, so it could have been me. It's just really upsetting to know that, that I'm spared, but she wasn't. I'm just so sad.
Mike, we've just got about 30 seconds left to go here. I mean, what more do we know about how residents in Weymouth are reacting to this?
Well, you know, there is a vigil tonight, I think at Weymouth High School, 6 or 7 o'clock, where everyone is going to come together. There's one resident who has asked that people buy blue lights and light them tonight in honor of Officer Chesna to remember him dying in the line of duty. So there'll be a gathering and a vigil, and people are coming into the police station basically talking about Officer Chesna and his contributions to the community and remembering a man who served his community well and died in the line of duty.
Well, Mike Bellow is deputy city editor for the Boston Globe. Mike, thank you as always.